Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody else, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkle. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. If you want to see our documentaries at Merkle Media, all you got to do is go to merklefilms.com. We have two documentaries there, Exhibition Dogman and The Shape of Shadows, and the Wes Germer film, Sasquatch and the Missing Man, is coming very, very soon. In fact, I'll tell you right now, we have the date locked in, and we're ready to announce it next Tuesday. So tune in for the exclusive premiere date next Tuesday. All right, today we have Cameron coming on the show, and he was given to me by an Instagram account called Tales from the Grid Square. Nick shot him over to me, and I was really glad that he did because Cameron and I had a great conversation. We talked about his astral projecting that he had gone through, his lucid dreaming, and he talks about this abduction scenario where he literally punched an alien gray entity in the face. He literally felt it with his fist, and it was just a great conversation. We go all over the place. We talk about so many different things. I know you're going to enjoy it. So let's get to Cameron right now. All right. Today we got Cameron on the show. Cameron, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. So you were connected to me by Nick from Tales from the Grid Square, and Nick, every once in a while, will send somebody my way. He's like, "Hey, I really think you should talk to this person," and so that's how we got acquainted and connected here. And you are going to share with us a story, an experience that you had with that involves abduction, and you know, it's one of those things where I'm interested to hear your story. And then also how you perceive what was going on around you. If you take it, you know, because sometimes people have different perspectives and, you know, like I had this happen and I think it was a chipmunk actually that was carrying me on its back to the moon. It's like, oh, well, how'd you come to that conclusion? You know, so, I'm interested to hear, you know, your story and your perspectives, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, unfortunately, no chipmunks involved, but it was pretty strange nonetheless, at least not my typical Tuesday. But yeah, so honestly, about close to 15 years ago, around when I was 21, 22, I was living in North County, San Diego at the time, like right in Encinitas. And I had this awesome apartment right on the beach, right on Moonlight, west of the Coast Highway. Could literally hear the waves crashing with the windows closed. And so it was that close to the beach. And just, it was basically nothing unusual about this night or anything like that. I don't normally honestly remember my dreams. It's never been a thing. I've never had any recurring nightmares or anything like that. I normally just sleep through the night, wake up like nothing happened and just get my day going. But this night was a bit unusual. Went to bed probably around 9:30 or so, getting ready for work in the morning. But yeah, went to bed, fall asleep. And next thing I know, I open my eyes and it's kind of like the stereotypical thing that they talk about, just waking up on the operating table with a bunch of grays just kind of like hovering over you, just like on the operating table. So that was, you know, pretty alarming and unusual. And I remember that I just was just so weirded out. And I normally, I guess in these things, they talk about how they have the sleep paralysis or type thing, whatever it is, they can't necessarily move. They're like kind of frozen. That wasn't like an issue for me for whatever reason. I just remember sitting straight up and they all just kind of were taken aback by that. And so that was something that they seemed surprised by. Obviously, they weren't just sitting there speaking English to me, or no one was really talking. It was just really kind of like an awkward like moment. And I'm just trying to kind of figure out what the hell's going on. I just kind of like slide my feet, like my legs off the side of the bench or whatever, the bed, kind of like a sitting at the doctor's office sort of thing. And they're just kind of sitting there seeming kind of weirded out, not sure how to approach the situation. It was just really awkward. And I remember kind of trying to stare around and it was just kind of a white room, just kind of a black darkness, like surrounded the space, like really kind of no way that I could really imagine to get out of it. Especially because theoretically you could be in outer space. So what are you going to do? Just break out and then jump out of an exit and just go into the void of space and just hope to, you're going to make it. So yeah, not really sure what to do at that point. And I'll say, I just remember kind of just basically sussing out my options and just thinking I'm more or less. And I was saying, well, if I might as well. And I just kind of jacked an alien in the middle, right in the face, and hit it really good. Like, and those things are not made to be hit in the face by a human fist. That's for sure. Because honestly, what freaked me out was just feeling my fist going through like what just felt like soft tissue, not when you hit a human being in the face where you feel skull. This one was like just cartilage and skin, and it just kind of like pushed into his brain and almost felt like my fist went about halfway through his head. And he dropped, and I was like, oh, fuck, I should not have done that. That was like a bad idea. I don't know. And immediately kind of get rushed by these things. Next thing I know, my wrestling background kind of goes into effect. So just take one of them down. Then if you're ever in a street fight and you take a guy down and you're in a group of people, you're just kind of, these aliens weren't like stomping me out or anything, but they just start piling on my back. And so I just feel these things just jumping on me, felt like more and more and more in the weight of these things. But what was really bizarre, and that was like resonated the most, was that I knew that when we were making physical contact, when I was touching these things, I could more or less read or understand in real time their emotions, thoughts, and feelings. And I would assume they're probably getting mine too. And I just remember what I was sensing was like this, was that they were freaking the fuck out. This was not supposed to happen. What is going on? And so they're trying to restrain me. And I'm just being a wild animal, just trying to break free unsuccessfully. And essentially, I just remember getting more or less overwhelmed, not more physically, but just by just the psychic, just download, the overwhelming of their emotions, which was, I've never really heard about, but it was just insane. And then I just remember seeing this kind of purple looking like tentacle, like that was kind of translucent. And you could, that was basically, it had a giant, looked like a needle that just came out of it, like almost like a unicorn horn that just came out, but just a giant needle. They put that in my lower back, just lower right back, right where it kind of connects to the hip. And I just remember that being hurting so bad, and not like injecting something in, but it felt like it was sucking something out of the bone, but at the same time
I felt like my body was being electrocuted. So I was just basically electrocuting. And then I just, next thing I know, I jump out of my bed screaming. I'm screaming. And that's the only time that's ever happened, just like in a movie or something like that. And so I woke up in bed, like in a cold sweat, just like a stereotypical thing, just not knowing what the fuck has happened. But I'd never had a dream like that ever in my life. But ironically, I've actually had lower back pain at that same spot in the injection from that the rest of my life. And at the time, I was dating this girl who was going to UCSD for biochemistry and cellular biology. And I remember telling her about that. She's like, oh, they're probably going to clone you because that's where we take people's stem cells from. And so I thought that was kind of like an interesting, like, little thing to add into that. But it was, pretty unusual experience, to say the least.
Yeah, I'd say so. So with you telling this story to me, I have, you know, my preconceived thoughts on topics coming into this conversation. I'm interested to hear what your thoughts are on what was happening here. Now, you open it up and you end it with dream, but you're also describing something that in the moment as you're describing, it sounds like you were taking it as a very literal, it felt real kind of thing. So what are your perspectives here? Do you think that this was just a bad dream? I have a hard time believing that that's what you think.
No. Honestly, it was weird because for years, I just kind of, you know, I told like, you know, close friends and family about it, but I try to really discount it as a dream, but I can't think of any other dream that's resonated with my life so much. I mean, normally, even if I have a dream, I can't even remember it by 20 minutes after I'm awake, let alone so vividly about 15, 20 years later. And so I don't think it is. I think it's an easy, it's really easy to discount it as a dream because it's more comfortable. That falls more in line with what we're taught to believe, not necessarily what is a reality. It's convenient if it's a dream. You know, if it's not a dream, then it, you know, it calls into question the nature of reality. And that's an uncomfortable topic for most people to address.
Yeah.
But honestly, I also think we need to question probably like the nature of reality itself. And I mean, what happens in dreams and basically the nature of these UFO abductions. I think there's a good possibility that some of these abductions may not even be physical. They could be fully taking your consciousness and just uploading it into a thing. And essentially this is what you're experiencing is essentially what a computer or something like that is, feels like you are more apt to respond to. And so it basically creates a projection of your mind, from your mind to create, you know, I'm seeing, you know, these gray aliens, but someone else could be seeing, you know, blue reptilians or something like that. So, I mean, I think it's not as black and white as we'd probably initially assume.
Mm. Yeah, I definitely black and white. I'm like purple, you know? but clearly you think there's more to it. Have you ever given thought and consideration that almost... So let me ask you this, when it came to this, let's just for sake of argument, this quote unquote dream, people talk about lucid dreaming. I don't believe I've ever had a lucid dream, not that I could remember, but when people talk about it, they describe it as like, it felt more real than this real. Like it was so real that it almost felt like that they were home, and this consciousness of whatever this is felt like that this was like their temporary stay. Like the lucid dream was just that real, almost like if you're discovering a new color kind of thing.
It's like, cause have you read the book, The Art of Dreaming by Carlos Castaneda?
I haven't.
Carlos Castaneda is like this, it's like this professor who goes to like Mexico to study under this shaman named Don Juan. And the part of what he teaches him is the art of dreaming. And it's like type of stuff that the Aborigines in Australia would practice type of thing as well. And essentially these people would get so good at this, they masters of the art of lucid dreaming. And apparently by getting really good at this, you can go through your dreams. And apparently, if you go deep enough, there are gateways to where you can essentially go into different universes, realms, other shared universes that are essentially co-created by the imaginations and consciousnesses of other entities. But what they talk about in there, these entities called the inorganic beings. And the whole thing is like, you need to stay away from the inorganic beings. And the inorganic beings are like essentially these energy entities that are from like this bizarro universe that is like parallel or overlapping ours. And they can essentially go and enter your dreams. And by entering your dreams and communicating with you, then they could potentially establish this link. And then they, he says, they'll go and actually abduct people's physical bodies. And so, like, I think the nature of reality itself is it's such a higher dimensional thing that we kind of, it's really convenient just to say this is our base reality. And if you hear talk about like the occult or a lot of old mythologies and the philosophies, we talk, they talk about us being actually in the world of effect, not the causal world. So we just live in the world where there's the causal world where there's the people actually making things happen, or the beings that are making things happen. And we live in the world of effects where we just experience the results of these things rather than the actual causation of itself. And we're not in control of that aspect. It's these higher dimensional beings.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.